This is another poem about naming something, I guess, poets more than anyone are is obsessed with. I had a cousin, Susan, who decided a number of years ago to change her name to Shoshana. And I had grave difficulty with this and would giggle every time I introduced her and offended her greatly. And sort of to make up for it, I wrote this poem for her and sent it to her, and she wrote back thanking me and telling me that actually she had changed back to Susan. So, a name for Susan, who became Shoshana. David means beloved. Peter is a rock. They named me Linda, which means beautiful in Spanish, a language I never learned. Even naked, we wear our names. In the end, we leave them behind, carved into desktops and gravestones, inscribed on the flyleaf of Bibles, where on another page, God names the generations of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Homer cast a spell with names, giving us the list of warriors and their ships I read my children to sleep by. There are as many names underfoot as leaves in October. They burn as briefly on the tongue, and their smoke could darken the morning sky to dusk. Remember the boy of 7 who wandered the Holocaust alone and lost not his life, but his name? Or the prince whose name was stolen with his kingdom? When I took my husband's name and fastened it to mine, I was as changed as a child when the priest sprinkles it with water and the name that saves it a place in heaven. My grandfather gave me a name in Hebrew I never heard, but it died with him. If I had taken that name, who would I be? And if he calls me now, how will I know to answer?